Hello and welcome to Wiki Voices. I'm Darova, your host for this episode, and we have here with us Den Dodge.
Hello.
And Gary King.
Hi.
We also have Danger Mouse, who is joining us by text. We have Loshmir.
Hi.
And you're joining us from primarily another language, are you not?
Me, yes.
Loshmir is one of the Wikimedia Foundation stewards. We're very, very pleased to have you with us. And we have Marta Tanha, who is a candidate for steward in the ongoing election.
Hello, everybody. This is Marta Tanha from Iran.
And we have Zavik Skoum.
Hello.
So, our topics for today are mediation, mentorship and arbitration, stereotypes of content writers, and the steward election. Mediation, we are lucky to have with us Zavik Skoum. Are you the coordinator of the mediation cabal?
Yeah, me and Phil Knight.
So can you tell us a bit about the difference between the mediation cabal and the mediation committee?
The mediation cabal is completely informal. It was formed in 2005, I believe, by Kim Bruning, and other than that, there's not much difference. Although we're not, you know, we don't have any special rules that apply to us.
Okay, so if somebody wants to mediate, what do they usually do to come to you?
On our project page, we have a list of cases, and all you have to do is open up a case and list yourself as mediator. There's no, you know, sign up. You don't have to apply for membership. It's very basic, completely informal.
Uh-huh. And so what are the issues that are facing you these days?
A lot of, like right now we have, a lot of, what we tend to get is cases that come to us, most of the cases that come to us before they hit ARBCOM, like, the Troubles, Israel-Palestine, and other deeply entrenched issues, as well as some, you know, more, simple things like right now we have list of Avengers members as a case needing a mediator and other really ridiculously simple cases.
I know I've sent people over to mediation from time to time, but mediation is kind of a black box. I go there, you know, for about 10 minutes and then tiptoe away.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now you were gonna. I was wondering a little bit about what happens during mediation.
Sometimes it goes well. A lot of the times it's like pulling teeth. But once you get used to it, it gets easier. There's
okay.
No. I don't know. Part of just.
Go ahead.
I have a question. Did you think about copying your initiative to Meta and to be a mediation cabal for not only for English and Swedish?
One, two, three, four, five. There are six other informal mediations in languages: Arabic, Spanish, Farsi, French, Swedish are some of the, but I think the Farsi one is in fact the one that most closely mimics ours.
Which is the closest?
Pardon?
Which one is the closest? I didn't hear.
Did you say Farsi?
Yeah.
Marta Tanha, are you familiar at all with the mediation, informal mediation in Farsi?
Yeah. Actually, one of our users, whose name was Amortiza, he was very, very eager to make this cabal thing. But unfortunately, other people do not like this his idea, but he did his best to make it work. So Actually, it is not working. At the moment, it's not working, but we had everything. You know, we made pages, we translate everything. So people said we are ready, but nobody accepts his voices. You know, I think Milosh knows better. First, the Wikipedia situation is a bit complicated about these matters, so it is not working yet. So we should hope for a future.
Milosh, do you have any insights here?
I didn't get the right answer. For me, being English Wikipedia has a lot of good institutions. Those institutions, unfortunately, those institutions are functioning only on English Wikipedia. If efforts goes to Meta, like Wiki Voices went to Meta, we would have at least a possibility for some kind of mediation. In this moment, if any project doesn't have any kind of mediation, formal or informal, there is no possibility to make to do anything. So they're going to Meta at requests for comments. But this is not a real kind of mediation. This is just what a number of users at Meta users think about some issue. I think that efforts which I think that this project. Mediation cabal from English Wikipedia would be that it would be good to copy it to Meta initially with the same people from the mediation cabal from English Wikipedia.
I like the idea. I agree that InterWiki it would be very helpful, particularly in more entrenched disputes where some people whose first language isn't English and go to other Wikipedias would be very good voices to have, and one of the things I've been considering is moving it over to Meta, if anything, from our mediators, because we just don't have enough.
One of the things that I find, I do a lot of volunteer work in dispute resolution, although not specifically in mediation, is English Wikipedia, because it is so big and because it's a second language for so many people internationally, we do get a good number of our ethnic and national disputes do include editors whose first language is something other than English, and I sometimes wonder what happens at the Wikipedia in their home language, although I generally am not aware. But it wouldn't be surprising if some of those things, I mean, if it reflects a real world problem, if that weren't reflected in other languages as well. It's not necessarily, not every dispute is something that happens and emerges entirely on Wikipedia. If two countries are at war with each other, then there's going to be people on both sides who have very strong feelings about it.
Right.
So I guess this segues into mentorship and arbitration, which is something I've been very involved in. I'm mentoring several editors that have either been in arbitration or are in arbitration and so forth, and I'm frankly very concerned by what appears to be a new trend of the 2009 arbitration committee. There are two cases, one of them just closed and the other one is in voting phase, where the arbitration committee is attempting to structure a mentorship in instances where there appears to be nobody who is willing to fulfill the mentorship role as they envision it. And in the case that just closed, the PHG case, which was a follow-up on the Franco-Mongol Alliance case from last year, the editor PHG has announced his retirement. And the arbitration committee structured an unfulfilled mentorship position for him. I'm not sure whether he agreed to it, but they're actually, you know, it didn't happen. He chose to retire rather than go through with it, and they passed this mentorship measure. In the other case, the fringe science case, I began mentoring one of the participants shortly before the case opened, but while the case was already being requested. And it turned out to be totally chance that we began mentorship at that time. We had never actually communicated directly before. And when the case went into its proposed decision, I was actually, I think I can say this, I was contacted in advance by one of the arbitrators who was thinking about structuring a mentorship, and I didn't like it, and it went up anyway, which forced me to say on site that I don't want these powers you're trying to give me, and you know, I don't want to be answerable to you. You can, you know, pass whatever sanctions you think are appropriate. I'm not doing this to try to get somebody out of the consequences of his actions. I realized that by starting a mentorship at this time, there's not really a whole lot of a time frame to watch. I mean, mentorship takes a while. And I was mentioning to Zavik Skoum, and he sees similarities between mentorship and mediation. And he, if I can bring you into this, you kind of saw my misgivings about the direction with these mentorships.
Yeah. It's beyond mentorship and like power don't really go well together, especially with, it's the same thing with mediation. You don't want someone who's, you know, looking over you and who has the ability to block you or topic ban you, you know, on a whim or what could appear to be a whim. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, so far it's very early in this new mentorship I've taken up, and I've done others, sometimes very successfully. But you know, I try to be sort of an island in the storm, a place where people can come to from both sides, and to be just sort of a touchstone, sort of a reality check, I hope, and long-term try to stabilize things and get things more calm and more regular in the area.
Right.
And I hope, you know, help the editor adjust to Wikipedia rather than vice versa.
I think a lot of that's stymied if you have the ability to, you know, do nasty things to an editor, you know, as far as the editor is concerned.
Yeah, the arbitration committee has written up, and they're voting, actually. So far it looks like, I mean, it's a bit early in the voting, but so far it's getting support. They want to set up a position that they call mentorship that's a lot closer to a parole officer that would give a mentor a power to ban one editor from a page and so forth. And if that were the case, I'm just afraid that the person I'm mentoring wouldn't feel free to talk to me because he'd be afraid of what might happen, and
precisely,
that the other people who come to me would be kind of, you know, trying to get me to, you know, use that power. And if I do it, or if I don't, you know, then it gets things so much more on the very, very short term.
And it's political.
In terms of long-term really helping to fix that, I think it might stop an edit war here and there, but, you know, a year from now, I can't see that dispute really being better off.
Right.
From that kind of micromanagement. I mean, if you want arbitration enforcement, if you want a topic ban, whatever, But I can just see that as being a great source of frustration all around.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
From Wikipedia. Out of arbitration committee or including arbitration committee, who is thinking about long-term issues at English Wikipedia?
Well, we've just had a big election, and the size of our arbitration committee has expanded, and so we have 3-year terms, and right now more than half of our arbitrators are newly appointed. We had some people resign and their positions remained open until the election. So right now we've got a bunch of new people who are just pretty much getting their toes wet. So I think that a lot of them have some plans for what they want to do to change it. Last year was not a successful year for the committee. We had a formal request for comment on the committee itself, and the people who were already on the committee who wanted to get reelected didn't get elected. They actually did very poorly, which I think I'd like to say in many people's minds was perhaps an assessment on the committee's performance rather than on the individuals themselves.
So you mean that if there is any kind of community strategy which some group is building around English Wikipedia, it is at the arbitration committee?
Well, I'm going to. I should just state here. I've had a hand in easily over 50 arbitration cases. And so when I come to this, I'm not coming as a neutral commentator. I do have a point of view. But I think that there was a problem from the 2008 committee of not enough willingness to bite the bullet and to make the difficult decisions. They were passing a lot of soft remedies, editors reminded, editors encouraged, and passing very loosely structured discretionary sanctions that then went over into arbitration enforcement, where individual administrators were given great amounts of power. Actually, any of 1,600 administrators were given enormous amounts of power, and sometimes that backfired, because sometimes that power was not used well. And in my own personal view, some people may disagree, but in my own personal view, it looked like passing the buck. The arbitration committee is elected to make the tough choices, not to pass them along to other people. And one reason why I balked at this idea of their idea of mentorship, because it looked like they were trying to pass the weight of their own responsibilities onto, in one case specifically, my shoulders. And I'm sorry, I'm here serving a different function in dispute resolution, and by trying to put your responsibilities onto my shoulders, I'm not going to do your job better than you will. You were elected for this, I wasn't. I'm trying to do a different job. And if you put that on my, if you even try to put it on my shoulders, I'm personally convinced, because of a couple of other things that I've seen with my other ongoing mentorships, that by trying to politicize this, it would not only change the structure of this mentorship, but it would undermine other mentorships that are going on and make those disputes more likely to return to arbitration. So I hope that doesn't get too far afield of your question there. I think the 2006-2007 arbitration committees were much more successful than the more recent ones.
I still think we should give them some time. But they better...
Oh, definitely, we should. But to see two cases like this come up so quickly in the air, I really hope that they reorient. So, moving on to our next topic, we have stereotypes of content writers. And Gary here is one of Wikipedia's most prolific featured content writers. Gary, can you tell us how many featured article credits you have?
14.
He's written 14 featured articles. Okay, let's all give him a hand. This is excellent. It's not easy to do that. And some of your featured credits are not really about highbrow topics, are they?
No.
Okay. there was one you asked me to copy edit. Do you want to describe it or shall I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Gary wrote a featured article, probably the best article that could possibly be written, about a computer game that was never made. It's really a brilliant analysis of the planned game structure, the announcements, the management decisions within the company of why this moved forward so much and then got put back and whether it would get incorporated into other games or not. But, okay, does this earn you a whole lot of respect at featured article candidates?
I guess. I haven't noticed.
Well, okay, so how many different computer and video game articles are there right now at featured article candidates?
How many candidates right now?
Yeah, you were saying something a little while ago that there were...
Yeah.
Something like half a dozen, and they weren't getting very many reviews. And I know there are certain.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, there's about half a dozen.
Yeah, there are certain topics that are, I mean, the policy at English Wikipedia is if it's important enough to have an article about, we can find sources for it, and theoretically it can get featured. And so some of the projects on, there's a group of people who are very committed, they write things, articles about highways, there's been a bit of a problem with that. Some of the popular culture topics, such as gaming. Some people have actually been at featured article candidates putting themselves on a campaign to automatically oppose candidates, no matter how well written they are, if the reviewer doesn't think that they are important enough. And do you have an opinion on? Does anybody have an opinion on this? Go ahead and jump in.
On notability for feature articles.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've seen most of that happens mostly only for road articles, right?
Really? Is it so? It doesn't affect the gaming articles?
Not really, because.
Okay.
There's a lot of pop culture stuff you can find. I mean, it's like quasi-pop culture stuff, but yeah, video games usually have a lot of references available.
Now, our coordinator for the project, I believe, I think I've heard this pretty clearly from Sandy Georgia and also from Royal 654, they run it, that if the article is notable enough to exist, then in theory it could be featured, and they try to keep the playing ground level. But okay, so when you write about computer gaming, do you feel that other people who write about, oh, I don't know, astrophysics take you less seriously?
I don't know. I think that the game articles, the FACs get less comments though.
Okay.
Yeah, actually a lot of people who are by profession astronomers or physicists, they like some kind of gaming. So I think this is the right comparison, but comparison may be like between writing about gaming and writing about Hellenic literature.
Right, okay. So that the people who are busy writing featured articles about Shakespeare's plays might turn up their noses at you. Is that a little bit more like it? Okay. Moving on to the steward election. Miloš, would you like to introduce a little bit about what stewards are and about the election itself? I'm not sure everybody who would be listening to the article or to the episode is familiar.
Okay. first of all, stewards are something like bureaucrats for all Wikimedia projects. This is the closest description of steward rights. So, for example, steward is able to give a right to any person to any at any project. At the other side, stewards are able, unlike local bureaucrats, to remove those rights. One more point related to stewards is that the most active stewards are I'm not the most one of them. I'm active, but not the most, not one of the most active ones. They are monitoring in cooperation with the other interested Wikimedians. They are monitoring small wikis. Also, they are behaving. They are like administrators on small wikis. However, it is not related just to small wikis, because from time to time, even big wikis have a lack of some. Type of privileged users. For example, one of my first actions was purely administrator action at Italian Wikipedia, because the only Italian admin who was was not sure about how to do a range block. A range block is to block more than one IP address at the project. Mm-hmm. It was interesting that a couple of days ago, I think a week ago or so, I had the check user action at English Wikipedia, because now check users were awake, so, and the English admins called me to check some, I forgot, this is some very well-known vandal. I forgot who is it.
Well, we try not to give them recognition anyway, but they needed a check user, and you were the only one available.
Yes. So,
okay.
A kind of regular steward job. We have regular elections every year. I think that 1 year we had two elections, but I don't remember. I think that it was in 2006 or so. The point is that we have a lack of people, a lack of stewards. Stewards are usually mostly active in their first year of stewardship, and after that their activity is lowering and lowering. So, which means that, Dro, you want to say something?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. This time, unlikely last couple of years, I realized that we have a serious problem, and it seems that we have more inactive stewards now then we would get new steward.
May I ask you just a couple of questions? One is, how long does a steward's term last?
Term?
Yes. How long does a steward stay a steward? You say in their first year, but how many years is it?
How many years? There is no term for stewards, so it is formally it is a position for life.
Oh, okay. And my other question to you is, how many steward positions are open in this election?
As many as it is, as there is no limit. There are no limits. So,
oh, okay. So what does somebody how much support does somebody need to get to be a steward?
At least 30 votes in favor, and at least 80% support.
Okay.
Also, I want to say it is not. In fact, it is not. Position for life, because if steward is inactive, then it is probably that that steward will lose rights.
Okay, so we have a candidate for one of the steward candidates. We have Marta Tanhut here, and hello.
Hello, Ward. Yeah, I am the candidate, so I'm at your service. If you have any question, anything, I would be glad to help and answer.
Well, I guess, could you tell us a little bit about, you know, where you're from and what you've done, what projects you've been active on, and what has prompted you to seek stewardship?
Actually, about 2 or 3 years ago, I began my work in Farsi Wikipedia, also known as the Persian Wikipedia, as a simple user. So, little by little, I grew up, and so one day I decided to become an admin. I thought I fit the role, so I went for the candidateship. So I got very huge community support. Which is the most, I think it is the most big support in Farsi Wikipedia history. So after that, I thought we have enough admins in Farsi Wikipedia, so I expanded my work in a different aspect of foundation. So I discovered other wikis, like Wikibook, Wiktionary, Wikisource, Wikikoto, and everything. So we began to work on them. They all were full of nonsense, so I helped them. Actually, they are alive right now. They have small, very small community that they are working. So after a while, I discovered meta. So, oh yes, we have meta. So I came to the meta, but I didn't understand what is meta. It was very funny for me. What does people do there? So after that moment, we have another user who was active in meta. He was a translator over there. He was Hojat, so I decided to help him. So I came to there and I began my work. So little by little, I got very eager to work more in Meta. I think it is very, it has a very good community, very helpful community that people help each other, help. So after that, I discovered a small wiki monitoring team. So I joined them. And I think we have a very, very good atmosphere there. Lots of good users, lots of good active users. They are monitoring small wikis. And as Miloš said, a small wiki doesn't mean the wiki is small. The small is that there is nobody, lots of people doesn't care to it. So we pay attention to the small wikis all the time. We do our best to keep them protected from vandals, from everybody. Everybody, I mean vandals, not...
Right. Well, Ed, so, let me just ask you something. Okay, I know there's over 250 language editions of Wikipedia, but there's also, like you're saying, Wiki News, Wiki Quote, etc. if you put together all of the different languages and all of the different Wikimedia Foundation projects, and so there's English WikiQuote, there's Farsi WikiQuote, I suppose, and so forth, how many total projects, wikis, are there under the Wikimedia Foundation?
650, I think. We have 650 wikis, but there is other wikis that, for example, Serbian wiki like as Miloš has, and lots of other wikis that they have different roles. I myself has an account in 709 wikis, but I have seen other users who has 726 accounts in different wikis. So I think we would have around something about 730 wikis at the moment.
Okay. That's quite a lot.
Yeah.
And so how do you manage vandalism and so forth in a language you don't understand? Do you just take out nonsense and stuff?
No. Do you know when we are in doubt, we consult with each other. So we ask each other, what do you think? When there is nobody to understand, or there is no guess, or it is not pure vandalism, like in changing your big pages to the funny points, so we won't take action. Just we make action on the wikis that we understand, or it is pure vandalism, or one of the trusted people says us that it is vandalism.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you get relationships with people who know the wiki and so forth, and I think you can kind of recognize nonsense strings.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, after working, you can see what is the vandal. Especially they are from the IPs, and we mark the IPs for the vandalism. There are good people. We have a good IRC bots who are tracing those IPs. So they say this IP has a history of vandalism in other wikis. Mm-hmm. So then we conclude that IP is a vandal or not.
Do you do very much with cross-wiki harassment?
Yeah, I think we have, all of us have seen CrossWiki harassment.
I mean, I'm thinking there was one editor from English Wikipedia who had accounts on dozens of wikis because of his photography. And then when someone, and I won't say who, some of you might know who it is, but when someone decided to harass him, the individual went across plenty of other wikis, and it was actually rather difficult to manage. So the stewards would get on top of that kind of a problem and become aware of the pattern of somebody who's, you know, attempting to switch wikis in order to confuse the local administration. You would stay on top of that, right?
Yeah, you know, we have lots of, you know, there is, I don't know, there are not too much, but we have vandals, you know, we have vandal bots, or for example, a user comes and make very abusive username about current steward or current active CrossWiki users.
Yes.
Making fun of them, making very bad word with their name. So we have the IRC channel which trace all the new accounts. So we have new users who report us that, for example, we have a user name that it is very clearly abusive, so people try to block them or check user them to find their IP and range block or simple block. So we use everything to help and keep Wikipedia safe out of this kind of actions.
Those kinds of usernames, believe it or not, on English Wikipedia, depending on how you administrate, I used to be an administrator there, and It's such an international project that I once found myself researching a claim that somebody's username was an obscenity in Hindi street slang. And I was actually able to find a reliable source that, yes, this was a particular obscenity in Hindi street slang. And I went ahead and blocked the username. But on some of the larger projects, when so many people speak English as a second language, you come across the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course they do it in their home language, figuring that we won't catch on to it, but we do. Well, wonderful. I'm going to leave this open now. Anyone want to hop in before we wrap things up? Okay. Going down from the top, I'm going to leave things on a final thought for the day. Dendodge, do you have a final word for us?
No.
Not even something about Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney will move.
Okay. Gary, do you have a final word for us today?
Not really.
Okay, no. Milish?
Final word. I'm not prepared for the final word.
Okay. Well, we might cut this out. Maritana, do you have a final word for us?
Just say no to canvassing. Just this.
Okay. Yes, I will say no to canvassing. And Zev, do you have a final word for today?
We need more mediators. Goodbye.
We need more mediators. If you would like to, if someone would like to become a mediator, what do they do?
Well, you know, start something on their own project, or come to MedCab, or, you know, whatever.
Okay. Come to MedCab if you would like to become a mediator. That sounds like a very good thing. I have one thing to leave this on, is a problem that actually affects all of the wikis. Although I guess it exists on Commons more than the others, I discovered overnight there's a problem with PNG thumbnailing. PNG is a file type, and I did a restoration of an 18th century engraving for a famous naval captain, and I uploaded it, and it uploaded correctly, but nobody is able to view it in thumbnail, because right now our software, the Wikimedia Foundation software, does not thumbnail PNG files that are over 12.5 megabytes, and so there's a very careful restoration of a very high-quality encyclopedic portrait that nobody can view. And I'm trying to break into the file because my software is not letting me save it as a JPEG, but as an uncompressed PNG file, it is almost useless unless you've got a high-speed connection and want to see the whole thing.
I think that you're able to see a preview at the page.
No, you're not. You can't preview it. I'll get this for you, and I might put this up along with the page itself. It was sad. I stayed up past midnight finishing this up, and then I was finally unable to do this. I'll be one moment here while I go over to Commons. I'm an administrator on Commons, and I do a lot of image restorations. So let me go and pull this up, and I will show you. I'll as soon as I have the link here. My system's a little bit slow. I'll put this into the chat so you can see for yourself. It's a very surprising little thing. We're trying to get a restoration wiki going, actually, and because if you want to do serious restoration work, even with the new upgrade in total file size, there are shortcomings to the Wikimedia Foundation software as it stands right now, and that seriously limits how much we can do in wiki format. Because we can't upload TIFF files, which are uncompressed. PNGs, PNG, are an uncompressed format, but if you take a look at that, you cannot preview this, and unless you're willing to pull up a 37 megabyte file, you can't see this at all. And if you have a dial-up connection, that's a problem. And obviously this can't be used to illustrate articles, because there's no way to create a thumbnail out of this image. We can host it, but the utility is very, very low. And if... Yeah, right now my software is not allowing me to convert this to JPEG. It's probably in a setting that I need to spend a little time getting into and redo. But unfortunately...
I'll try to convert it for you.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful if you can. I think I need to change some profile settings on it or something. It was past midnight, and I didn't have time to toy around with it to that extent. But... The problem is if I did upload this as a JPEG, I mean, it would be able to display then, but then nobody else could improve on my restoration. At least not without losing at least as much as they gained, because JPEG is a lossy format. So...
Okay, but you may leave this PNG for downloading, and I'll I may send to you JPEG if I'm able to convert it via Betweens.
That would be wonderful. But I'll show you this gets up against the limitations of the Wikimedia Foundation software. The unrestored version of that file is 96.84 megabytes, and the Wikimedia Foundation's cap is 100 megabytes. The largest files in my system right now are over half a gigabyte, and that might seem huge now, but think 5-10 years down the line, that's not going to be so big as you know, as the technology improves.
Yes, but you may put that photo at archive.org. You know that.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is that within a wiki environment, our ability... our ability to... improve on each other's work becomes very limited. There's another one that I recently got featured on English Wikipedia, and it's a candidate right now for featured picture on Commons. It's a Japanese woodcut that the original file was, before I cropped it, was 240 megabytes in TIFF. And you know, that kind of thing does go. Even the cropped version was well over 100 megabytes in an uncompressed format, and you know, the for serious restoration, you know, serious high quality work, our current technology is shutting the doors. So I didn't intend this to go on quite this long, but anyway, so that's my final thought. I would love to see a restoration wiki, or at least I would love to be able to see the John Paul Jones restoration that I just did. Thank you all for coming. It's been wonderful having you.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll all return for another episode of Wiki Voices.
Thank you.